Welcome to the new world. This is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Anderson. One hour talking to everybody's mind as I talk about everything. And here we go. Connect the dots. Wait, are you talking to me? Yeah, okay. I'll connect the dots. Hey, look, it's forming a picture. It's a picture of geometric patterns. And wow. Look what the dots are connected here. It's a pyramid. There was talk about pyramid in the last show. Some interesting things were said. Bosnian pyramids, people going into them and getting healed. And there was an interesting statement about negative ions, and I just wanted to clarify, because maybe not everybody understands, that when it comes to we're talking about ions, the word negative is good for you. So let nobody be confused when somebody's talking about 10,000 negative ions in the top of a pyramid. That's good, because negative ions are good. That means they have a negative charge, which is good, healthy frequency for a human body. That's why people love going down the shore, because it's a proven fact. With the waves crashing on the shore, the ocean waves crashing on the beach, create more negative ions, which are good for your health, and that's why people are attracted to the beach, and they like to go down to the beach, and they feel good at the beach, because they're immersed in more negative ions than normally. And from what I hear about the Bosnian pyramid, people going in, getting cured, of all kinds of things. I like to go there myself just to come out feeling even healthier, though I am a pretty healthy person. Because you are what you make yourself. I put an effort into maintaining my health, and I do a pretty good job of it. Knowledge helps a lot. I work with crystals. I eat healthy food. I play every day of my life. That's an important part of feeling good. I never grew up. I'm a big kid. I have to go out and play every day. In fact, I play more as a grown-up than I did as a kid, because as a kid, I had to listen to my parents, and certain times when you're a child and your parents, you're deprived of playing, or you have to go to school and they're wasting 8 hours of your day when you could have been out playing. Well, I surely made up for it. And I'm still making up for it. And playing is an important part of feeling good and being healthy. And are you healthy enough to pick up the telephone? Or maybe you have a voice command phone. It's a call-in show. The number here is 888-627-6008. 20 things have been happening this last week. And I'm just going to jump from one topic to another. Of course, there was the shooting in Florida. It's another false flag operation. It's the same pattern, the same routine, and the same lack of coordination with the people who are supposed to be on top of these things. So funny things have happened. Broward County is now being called Coward County, because there was police guys there with guns, and they didn't act what police guys are supposed to do, apprehend the criminal. They just sat back and allowed the guy to continue shooting and waited for backup. Well, so much for that. But if you have something to say about it, hey, program in the numbers, 888-627-6008, and we'll listen to what you have to say about it. But meanwhile, I'm going to move on to more important and positive things. Let me compliment Mr. E.T. Yoga there. Boy, he sure really laid out a lot of information in the show before mine. And, you know, I'm impressed. But anyhow, I've got my bit of information to lay out here. And I'm bringing the topic of something that nobody ever talks about, really. Referred to as sacred names. There's a book I'll recommend for people outside of my own, my book, Connected Dots Theory, the most thought-inspiring book of the early part of the 21st century. And I wrote my book with plain, simple English, so anybody with a high school education can understand it. Yet, I'm talking about time travel. I'm talking about multi-dimensional realities. I'm talking about the correlation of the frequencies with the body, the music scale, and I am connecting things, connecting dots, connecting science with religion, with the spiritual world, and I make more connections than you could shake a stick at, as the saying goes. That's why it's called Connected Dots Theory. That's why this show is called Connected Dots, because I'm always connecting things. But talking about sacred names can be used to create realities. There's a great book out there called The Book of Enoch. It's got two titles, kind of, rather. It's called The Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch, not to be confused with the religious book of Enoch. Again, the main title is The Keys of Enoch, and it's also referred to as The Book of Knowledge. And they talk about the 76 sacred names, I believe. Yeah. And they are going to be used again in part of the uplifting of the human race. People are talking about going into 5D, the fifth dimensional level, the fifth zone of frequency ranges. You know, we're living in the third dimension physical reality, and every dimension has its frequency parameters. I've talked about this before. And it's the geometric shapes, the focusing of energy through geometric shapes that do the transduction from one reality to another. Everything is frequency, basically. And so anyhow, that's an important thing to know. Another thing I wanted to bring up, we've all heard the word meta, like metaphysical, and we've heard this simplistic explanation that the word meta means, like beyond, like metaphysics beyond physics, physics beyond normal physics. Well, it turns out, you know, I read books, and I came across some information in this marvelous book, The Keys of Enoch, that explains what the word meta really means, explained from the higher reality down to us. First of all, the word meta really means the half-life function of Metatron, who is one of the creator presences of all there is, who works with programming, who works with the creator gods, and that is Meta, the higher realms. Meta, the word meta refers to the half-life function of Metatron. Metatron is a powerful being. And uses the sacred too technical to get into, and I'm not going to read the 76 names, but I just thought I'd bring it to everybody's attention that Keith Enoch is a good book to get. But you better have a good dictionary around, and you better be able to take heart to understand words, because it's science beyond earth science. They talk about, you know, there's a lot of talk going on now about the transition from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, if you were paying attention to it. Pleiadians are talking about it. Radio show hosts are talking about it. It's out there. It's being talked about. I talk about it. This book, The Keys of Enoch, they talk about the science of how it's done. Beam me up, Scotty. Yes, it's real. And they explain it in this book. You know, but you got to have a good understanding of physics and mathematics. And they talk about tri-pyramidal command vehicles that will probably be used to help transport the human race into the new reality. Those that can't do it themselves, which is probably most of us. And it'll be beam me up, Scotty, or and they'll be using vehicles like this, called tri-pyramidal command vehicles. So this is really important information relating to what's happening around us right now. And they also have the bi-pyramidal command vehicles, and they kind of look like tops. Some of the symbology to represent them on in a linear depiction kind of resembles things that we've seen, similar to the geometric symbolism of United Nations, I believe, or is it NATO, whatever. So it shows they have some inside knowledge, the people who set these organizations up already, of science beyond Earth science. So while I'm talking about five D, fifth dimension, no, don't confuse it with 5G. That's the nightmare that's coming our way, brought to you by the telecommunications companies and being pushed on the human race by the people or the creatures that want to destroy humanity, or at least 95% of it, formerly known as the New World Order, NWO, also connected with the Illuminati, also connected with the Freemasons, also connected with the European Union, and also connected with the ruling families, the powerful ones, the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, the Rockefellers. Yeah, all those bad guys are they're all in on the deal, and the rotten, evil ETs that are here too, Dragos, the devil-looking creatures, and the reptiles, and yeah, all the bad guys, they're all in with this program to destroy 95% of humanity, and one of their little tools that they're trying to trick people into accepting is 5G broadcasting. That's right. Don't confuse it with the fifth dimension. In fact, you want to get as far away from 5G as possible, because these are dangerous frequencies, deadly to human life forms, and that's what they want to do. They want to kill you. They want to make you sick with cancer and die quickly. You don't need 5G to have the services you have already. This is all BS, as the term goes, bunch of lies to try to trick you into killing yourself. And meanwhile, you better go out on your street, and this is a public warning I'm giving here. Go out in the street, look at the telephone poles, and if you see garbage can-sized canisters up on your telephone poles, and you notice that the wires being strung between the telephone poles are real thick cable wires, because they're planning on pumping 300,000 volts of electricity into these garbage cans up on the telephone poles right in front of your house, and that's going to be the 24/7 5G repeaters that are going to bombard your house, your neighborhood, your yard, everything around with dangerous radiations. And if you notice, they put a lot of these around the schools because this is also designed to create sterility in growing up children so they can never have more children. Again, more of the plot to destroy most of the human race. And it's going along as planned, and you're not squawking about it. Well, you better go outside and look at your telephone pole tomorrow. And if you've got those canisters up there, it's just a matter of time before they turn them on, you know, and start cooking you beyond microwaving you. And you will get sick. Some of you will die right away, but who wants to even get sick with cancers? And it's going to affect everybody, whether you're hooked up to the service or not. This is really bad stuff. It's even worse than the chemtrails. And that's another bad thing, chemtrails. And we should be talking about it every day. Everybody, we've all... we're warning people and we're calling people who don't know about it cheaple and stuff like that. But at the same time, my complaint is nobody wants to do anything about it. You know? I go out there on Twitter, I ask people to contact me. I got a radio show here. I'm asking people to contact me. Who wants to go out and do something to stop these chemtrails? You know? I started talking about this over 6 months ago. Yeah, let's... tweet the president, let's write the president, let's get the kids in schools to write to the White House. Well, apparently the message isn't getting through because, as far as I can see, President Trump doesn't even know that he exists yet. Unfortunately, you wonder how he cannot know. But, you know, he's surrounded by a lot of people that, you know, are not his friends. He's in way over his head than he ever realized. That, hey, that's why, you know, I said it before, and I advertise it. If you go to go to my profile, my show, look it up, connect the dots, click on that or click on my name, you'll find out that I, too, am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I ran the last race. Everybody should have voted for me because since 2012, I've been claiming... ran in that race, too, to be able to solve all the problems simultaneously and just order people around to do it. And you have that authority with the president. That's why it would make sense for me to be the president, because I'd have the access to everybody, all the people that are creating problems. And I know all the people that are creating problems. I can give the orders to put a stop to all this insanity. Fortunately, President Trump doesn't know who all the bad guys are. He's just focusing on a few. I have to give him credit for what he does do, but he is not the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. I am. And that's why I mention it every once in a while. I mean, truthfully, personally, I don't care if I become president or not. What I want is access to solve all the problems, because the problems are not that difficult to solve when you have the knowledge of who the bad guys are, what they're doing, and how they're doing it. Now, I have that knowledge. But meanwhile, you know, I'm asking... people. You know, everybody wants to put out videos about this. Everybody wants to talk about how bad it is, but so far there hasn't been one person that has the guts to contact me and willing to do something about it physically, because it has to be stopped. And it should be quite apparent now, nobody in government is going to do anything. So that leaves it up to us, the people, you know, to solve this one ourselves. And every day we don't get this stopped, there's more poison being dropped on the earth, you know. The earth is fighting a losing battle right now because there's no let up. They're sending more flames up every day, and they're dropping more poison on us. And it's making people sick. It's destroying the trees. It's ruining the crops. And it's basically destroying the ecosystem of the earth. Slowly but surely, and they are not letting up, and there's nobody lifting a finger to stop it. So, you know, there's an old saying, you know, if I don't do it, who's going to do something? Well, I'm ready to do something. something, and I've got, there's plenty of strategic things that we, the concerned people, could be doing, but hey, I guess I'm talking to the wall here. Nobody has the guts to want to do something, or everybody's too damn lazy, you know, or whatever, I don't know, but it's an important issue that needs to be solved. All right, let me go back to something else. Hey, I move fast, and believe me, I just never run out of things to talk about. Other bad things, just a reminder, of public service message, smart meters, and other things dumped on people to make them sick, just like dumping chemtrails, toxic nanoparticles that get in your system and they're hard to get rid of. Well, I'll tell you what I learned today from ET Yoga. Comments about the universe being, our section of the universe being 20 billion years old. Well, I guess that makes the Big Bang scientists scratching their heads because they try to tell us the universe didn't exist that long. Well, whatever. What do Earth scientists know anyhow? And it was interesting statement about the moon being a projector of strong electronics that help us out in inconceivable ways, perhaps. But that was refreshing news to hear. Oh, this is what I wanted to get into. Yeah, the it was interesting to find out that the first DNA, what we refer to as DNA, was formed at the seventh dimensional level. Very interesting information. I would have never guessed. But I would have guessed it was formed at the up at the 12th dimension or something. But, you know, maybe that's just this one group that works in our section of the universe finally developed DNA at the seventh level. But it was very interesting, just the same. Yeah, now this is what there was talking in the last show about the Rife microscope and the Rife cure, using frequencies to cure cancer patients. Well, everything is frequency, and you wonder why they don't have all of these frequency-curing machines out there already. Of course, you know, there's creeps like Big Pharma. They don't want any real healing to go on. They just want to get dupe people in, paying for things that don't really work, or just or a temporary Band-Aid, and in many cases make you sicker than before you started with their programs. Big Pharma is in for the money. They have no conscience. They may not have a soul. They are unethical. You know, and you people keep getting conned into it. This is a public service message, too. Don't listen to any of these damn commercials on the TV. You know, the real medicine is out there. I tell people all the time, if you want to go to a doctor, first of all, I wouldn't even think of going to a doctor. What do I need a doctor for? I know about health care myself. I know what to do. And any problem I come up with, I cure it myself. Deal with it. Find a way and get results. I'm way beyond doctors. But if you want to go to a doctor, go to a Chinese doctor. They have 5,000 years of proven medicine. They use real herbs. And go to a Chinese neighborhood to get the real herbs. I know about these places. I used to deliver to them. And they have fresh herbs. They make them up for you. And they, so your medicine is made fresh. It's not sitting in a bottle on a shelf for years or months or whatever. And they have stuff that really works. You want to go to a doctor, make sure it's a Chinese doctor. That's just some good advice. But better yet, educate yourself and you can cure yourself with just about anything. Or find somebody who knows how to work the rice cures, because frequency killing of bad cancers, that's a logical approach. But I still haven't got to where I want to get. Oh, time dilation was mentioned in the last... but before I even get into time dilation, another interesting thing that came up. So when 5G was mentioned, you know, the dangerous 5G frequencies was mentioned, that supposedly there's going to be five cities in America by the end of 2018 that are hooked up to this. Oh, God help those people. Right here on the East Coast, these cell phone poles with the boxes, the garbage cans on them, and the heavy wiring between the poles is going on at an alarming rate. New York might be one of the five cities they have up and running, or New York metropolitan area. But he mentioned Dallas, Texas. So anybody in Dallas, Texas, beware. Get ready to move out, because when they turn that shit on, you are going to be paying a serious price with your health. Some of you will die because of that very soon. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you, you know, a word to the wise. In fact, if you live in Dallas, you better be pounding on the door of the mayor and everybody, any other authority, and tell them, hey, get this crap out of your town, because it's going to take a whole lot of hollering and squawking to do it, because it's being done legally. They're bribing the towns heavily, so there's no help from your public officials. You might have to go to the state level. Who knows? Forget about the federal government. Those losers don't want to give you the time of day. I mean, that's how it is. So anyhow, when he's talking about the right microscope, he was also talking about the placebo effect and the power of suggestion, things like that. And I have a very interesting true story about, and this story will lead into another thing about time dilation. But in regards to the power of suggestion being cured, and it's all in your mind, so to speak, that a lot of times people have ailments, they don't really have ailments. It's in their mind. They believe they have an ailment. And I witnessed a situation like this. It was at a party a long time ago. And people were doing LSD. You've heard about that stuff. Well, it's an amazing substance. But it does affect your mind. It opens up channels that are never opened up, except when you do this chemical. And that's why the government has made it illegal since 1965, because they found that it opened up people's minds. They started to think, and they became aware of what a fake reality we're living in, and what a fake government we have, and what a fake system of society we have. It opens up your mind. You can see that very easily, and that's why it is illegal, because all governments want people to be stupid. They don't want people becoming enlightened, and LSD enlightens people. So anyhow, that's not what I'm talking about, enlightening here. I'm talking about there was a party going on, people were doing LSD. And I happened to witness this one girl who did some LSD, and I don't know if it was her first time, but whatever, it doesn't matter. She, a number of years before, she had been in an accident, I think it was a car accident, and she had received an injury to her neck where she wasn't able to, she was walking around with a stiff neck all the time. She didn't have the normal mobility that the rest of us people had. Well, lo and behold, in the course of the party, I'm going around talking to people. That's what I do at parties. I talk to this person, I go talk to another person, and I'm just a very sociable person. And all of a sudden, I end up talking to her and the people she was talking to, and I notice, oh my God, she doesn't have that stiff neck anymore. You know? I thought, wow, that's really wonderful. A miracle happened or something. And she was like she had never been in the accident, and her neck was free moving just as anybody else's neck. It was complete. Her ailment was completely gone. Well, guess what? I happened to run into her the next day, and she was back with her stiff neck. Once the LSD wore off, she went back to her belief that she had a problem. But having seen it at that party, I realized that the LSD had freed her mind, freed her of a false belief that she had a problem. The doctors probably told her, you're going to have a stiff neck forever, and she believed it. Power of suggestion. Of course, that was a bad suggestion that the doctors might have given her. I don't know the details of what the doctors told her or what, but I'm just surmising that. But one thing, there wasn't a surmise on that night when she was taking LSD. She didn't have an ailment anymore because her mind was freed by the LSD to just be a free soul and enjoy the real time. And that notion that she was holding on to, that she was going to be stuck with this stiff neck for the rest of her life, it was, just lost. She didn't have the concentration ability to keep holding on to that fake reality. And it was a fake reality, but next day when her mind snapped back into where she was thinking too much about bad things like that, she had that stiff neck again, and it never went back again. I didn't bother to tell her because I don't know if she would even believe me, but I saw it myself. And that's the story of power of suggestion. It's the story of an illusion. If you believe an illusion, it can be very real and affect your whole life. And if you hold on to that illusion, it can be detrimental to your life. So that poor girl will probably have her stiff neck for the rest of her life, unless she does LSD again. And that's another thing that the government doesn't want to tell you about LSD. It does create time dilation. The time, 1 hour could seem like 6 hours. That's a dilation of time. And it's all done with a little bit of a tiny substance chemical, dilysergic acid. And that's why the government's so against it, because they don't want you experiencing anything except the hum-ho, obey the government, and march to our commands. It's sad. That was the Enlightenment, that, if you know your American history, that happened in the 1960s. People were turning on, as the saying goes, people were experimenting with marijuana, LSD, mushrooms, all good things that can enlighten and expand your mind. And that's why they became aware of the evil of war. And that's why they went out and protested, because their minds were being opened up to think about things that are really important. And they were breaking free from the brainwashing of government, society, forced public education, and all the other crap that was going on beforehand. And then the government clamped down on all those mind-expanding substances, and very harshly. And they actually stifled the liberation of mankind that was happening in the 60s. And then slowly but surely, we're back to where we are now, where not only has they stifled the thinking of mankind and succeeded at it and fed people lies about so-called drugs, which they try to throw them all in one bushel when they're, you know, there are a lot of bad drugs out there, but the three that can mind enlighten you are basically marijuana, mushrooms, and LSD. And that's why the federal government still, even though the states are legalizing marijuana, they still want to hold that law against marijuana because they're afraid that people start becoming enlightened, they're going to really turn their backs on evil, stupid government. And that's what most governments are. They're evil and they're stupid, and that's the definition of government anyhow, to control you, not to serve you. Well, that was an education right there. Things you heard there that you never heard before anybody ever talk about. But, hey, I speak the truth, you know. And so much for time dilation. And we've all had little experiences with things like that. We all, well, not all of us, but many of us have been gone to public school, and a closing time for school used to be 3 o'clock, and it changed to 4 o'clock or whatever. But when it gets to the end of the day, and you're sitting in the classroom, and the only thing on your mind is you can't, I can't wait to get out of school because I want to play or be with my friends or do something and have some fun. Because I'm stuck in this prison for 6 hours or 8 hours or whatever, and you're sitting there at your desk and there's the big clock on the wall, and you're just waiting for it to get to that point where the bell rings, you can pick up your books and just run out. It's called clock watching. We've all participated in that, and we know the more intense we watch the clock, the slower it goes. Well, there's a minor experiment in time dilation, but we know it's true. If we've done it, we know it's true. You start that clock watching bit at the end of the school day, man, it just takes forever for that clock to get to where the bell rings. So, where should we go from clock watching? I've done some experiments myself, like I made a pyramid skin do a little time dilation too. If you make yourself a frame pyramid, you know, say about 4x4 base, and you hang it over yourself, lay down, have it over you, or get a real big one, 6x6, to cover your whole body, and then you just lay in it, you'll notice a little difference in your perception of time. Try it. You'll like it, and you'll see that time can be affected to run slower or faster, and there's all kinds of ways to do it. And some of it's just consciously. You know, we've all have made the statements, where did all the time go? We're having fun, you know, and then there's times like, man, you know, it just slows down for whatever reason, and we want it to speed up. But it's a perception, you know, it's our perception of time, and of course, time doesn't really exist. The perception of time we begin paying attention to because we have created time as a calibration that's needed for mathematical equations, for organizing our day, our lives. So it's a convenient thing that we've created for certain reasons, but it actually does, there is no such thing as time. it's useful in doing calculations. It's a reference point, really. I mean, that's what it is. It's a reference point. You know, you could say, there are other reference points. You know, you walk out of your house, you're at the steps, and then you're headed to the driveway. Then you're headed to the street. So there's three reference points there that are not time, but they're still reference points. And basically, that is what time is. It's a reference point. It's not a reality. It's a reference point. And the reference point changes in perception when your mind state changes. And I spent enough time on that story. Hey, you know, let me put forth the suggestion that, you know, the burden of proof lies equally on those who want to disprove something. And turnaround is fair play. So that's a good thing to remember when somebody makes a statement like, well, prove it. You can say, well, prove it's not so. You know, the classic argument there. There's no proof there's God. And then you can say, well, there's no proof that there is no God. And you're walking, you know. So it's important to understand that the burden of proof lies equally on those who are trying to disprove something. I call that a philosophic statement. I create them all the time. I make them up on the spot. I've got a lot of them in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. This is the name of the show, Connect the Dots. Again, if you go to BBS Radio Network, just punch that in on your computer screen, BBS, Boy, S Radio, BBS Radio. And then you go to the schedule on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show and look at all the stuff there. It tells you all about me. It tells you I'm running for president again. It tells you my agendas. It tells you what I've done in the past. It tells you about my book. It has a picture of the cover of the book. If the picture of the cover of my book is enough to buy the book right there. Just for the what's in the on the cover. I mean, I got a picture of two crystal pyramids next to each other manifesting the two World Trade Centers inside them. And it happens naturally when you look at down into the pyramid from a 45-degree angle and they're out there in the sun. The two trade centers form inside the two same-size pyramids. Why is this important? Well, hey, the trade centers were taken down, and they were pulverized beyond pulverization. It takes a lot of energy to do something like that. And if you know anything about crystals, well, crystals gather energy, and they funnel energy through them. So the point being made, and I talk about it in the book, is that, hey, this knowledge was known by the people who brought down the trade centers, and they used multidimensional physics, the laws of multidimensional physics, the gathering and projecting of energy through certain shapes like pyramids, once they set the process into motion, unfathomable amounts of energy from all the dimensions of the universe could have been funneled in around those towers to pulverize them. Of course, it was the explosives that brought them down, got them to fall down in a straight, fall down straight, but as they were falling down straight, the buildings were being pulverized at the same time. And that's done with multidimensional physics, and that's another reason, just to find out one of those little mysteries about the 9/11 mysteries, how they got to pulverize. We've heard people talk about directed energy beams. Yeah, well, that is kind of a directed energy beam, but I explain it in more detail in my book, and I explain the mechanics of the geometry behind it, and I explain that things that I've discovered, a lot of the knowledge in this book is things I've discovered. The old saying, seek and you will find. Well, I went out seeking and I found a lot. And first of all, in relation to pyramids, to make a pyramid, you don't need to make the physical pyramid. You know, you don't have to build the structure to look like the Great Pyramid in Egypt. All you have to do is create five focal points of energy to outline the shape. So you'd have a focal point of energy at each one of the four corners of the pyramid, and then you'd have a fifth focal point of energy at what would be the apex. So now you've got an invisible pyramid created with five focal points of energy. Then you just slap that invisible pyramid over one of the buildings, and then you slap another one, so you'd need 10 focal points of energy over the other building. And then you synchronize to turn on the juice to pulverize the building as it's going down, following the path of the controlled demolition. Right? And that's way more explanation than, well, they use the direct energy, the weapon. And plus, I go into other aspects of the buildings nearby and where the thing was being projected from. And more reasons to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. Hey, if you really want some more inside mystery solved with 9/11, buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. And I explain these things. And then you should gain an understanding. It's important to gain an understanding of how geometry, focal points of energy, are used for all kinds of purpose. Anything can be used for good or bad. Plus, I got the pictures of the sparkling points of light floating in the air at ground level. That's it. They're not on strings. They're not holographic projections. They're sparkling points of light energy, and they float around, and they're manipulated by whoever is projecting them there. And they form geometric patterns, and they're doing a lot of things with these points of light. But the main thing is I have a picture of it in my book, a picture that no one on the face of the universe face of Earth, rather, has. And I coined the phrase sparkling points of light because there is no literature on this phenomenon. It's one of my original discoveries. And you buy the book, you get to see what these things really are. They're real. I must have caught about, I went to take a picture of them. There must be 100 sparkling points of light in the one picture. But through the evening, when I was looking a little beyond 3 or 4 feet above the ground, I started looking up at the sky, there was thousands, tens of thousands of these sparkling points of light hovering over the area I was. And then I have drawings of other more intense sparkling points of light, and they were forming geometric patterns, crystalline chandeliers, you name it. It's all in the book, and I talk about it, and I provide explanations of what we're really looking at here. These are things no one has ever talked about in any book. Nobody has even contemplated the existence of these things, let alone has brought pictures into the world about these things. And plus, for UFO buffs, I have unusual-looking spacecraft that I captured on film hovering over these areas where this phenomenon is happening. So no doubt they were somehow connected to making this happen, because it's way beyond holographic projection, I'll tell you that. And I've seen some good holographic projections and jaw-dropping ones. I don't know if anybody ever saw Pink Floyd, but I saw them do the holographic plane across 120 yards of a football field. You know, the extra 20 yards, that's the end zone area. And it was bigger than a house. They flew it over the crowd, crashed it into a giant circle behind them on stage, fireball shot out back over the crowd about 500 feet, and then sucked back into the circle. And it was like, I didn't even realize these things could be done. And if Pink Floyd ever goes out again, take the time to see him. They've got the holographic equipment. It's jaw-dropping. But anyhow, these sparkling points of light, even more jaw-dropping than that. And I saw it firsthand. And eventually I learned to do some night photography, and I went out there and took the pictures myself. I have over 50 great pictures of things happening in the sky. Plus, I picked up other things that move around. There's 1,001 reasons to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You can buy it anywhere. You know, start with Amazon, iTunes. I forget who sells it cheap. You can shop around, you'll see. All right, you can even order it at Barnes & Noble. But even better than that, I have to say, music. You know, I've got 2 albums, CD Baby Music Store. All you do is go get on the keyboard, CD Baby, CD, like, you know, compact disc, CD Baby Music Store, and punch in my name, Tom, T-O-N. Second word is Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. If you don't know how to, can't remember how to spell it, just go to BBS Radio, 10 p.m. Saturday, Station 1, and you'll see the name of my show, and you'll see how to spell my name. And so when you go to CD Baby Music Store, just punch in my name, and my 2 albums will come up. And I have reason to be proud of these things. First one, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's philosophical, mind-expanding, thought-expanding music. Plus, well-written tunes. They all have hooks. They all have stories to them. And you will be impressed if you buy it, and you will listen to it, because it doesn't have any bad stuff on it. You know, like many albums put out, there's 1 or 2 great songs. All these songs on this album are great. Same thing with American Party songs, a variety of different type of party songs. If you like guitar playing, you're going to hear some of the greatest guitar licks ever performed on record. And what more can I say than that? Be supportive of my presidential campaign. Go out and buy, purchase my either one of my albums or both of them. You can download them or get the disc. You know, obviously, it's easier to download. And be supportive of somebody who's trying to make things better in this world. Somebody who has the solutions. You know, it's just killing me to listen to these people on the radio and the TV about the, especially on the TV with the fake news and this, you know, tragedy in Florida. And it's like, well, is everybody brain dead? It's not that difficult to make a school safe. Unless, of course, you make some ridiculous rules like there's a no gun zone. And then no ingenuity whatsoever. You know, a little ingenuity can solve the problem, even without having armed people there. But armed people is a practical way you know, to stop someone with a gun, with another gun. But there's plenty of ways to set up security. You know, I put a tweet out there, hey, I'll create a secure system for any school, but you're going to have to pay me to come out there because I'm not a rich person, and you're going to have to pay me for my time and ingenuity, but I can set it up in a day. And you'll have it. It's not that difficult, really. And, of course, people are making the same stupid mistake. They're going to the politicians, complaining to them, protect us. Well, you're going to the wrong person, let me tell you, wrong people. Politicians are some of the stupidest people that walk the face of this planet. They are. They know nothing about solving problems, just look at all the problems we have. What? They're the ones who are supposed to be solving the problems, but they haven't solved any of them. Every decision they make makes more problems. That's how stupid they are. I don't mean to be rude, but they're stupid. They're ignorant. They're grandstanders. They're fishing for votes. They're con artists. They're crooks. They're bribe takers. And these are the people you're going to for solutions? And forget about the police. They prove they're not qualified to protect you, you know? And besides that, they're disrespectful to people. I'll tell you what I didn't like, you know? The pictures I'm watching, you know? They're making the poor, innocent kids walk up out, single file, marching them out like robots, not like human beings, having to hold up their hands or put their hands on the person in front of them. That's disrespectful for the people who've just been through a trauma. You know, here's these guys with guns enough to kill an army of people, and they're treating these innocent kids like they were terrorists or potential terrorists. Come on, the shooter is dead already, right? Nobody said there was anybody else. So why are you marching these kids around like they're criminals? That is disrespectful. And I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying, because I'm going to say it anyhow. That is disrespectful to kids. And this attitude that police are supposed to bark at people and you're supposed to roll over and play dead, that creates problems, you know? Ordering people around, and we're supposed to just drop to the floor and play dead. No, that's not serving the people. That's being dictators and bullies. The police are the new bullies on the block, believe me. And this attitude needs to change. And they just love to order people around. You know, but meanwhile, when it came time to go in and do the work they were supposed to do, well, we have a bunch of chickens. Well, they're never going to live that this day down. And it's time they get some damn manners and starting treating people with respect and starting using some common sense. You went to the guy's house 39 times and you didn't take notice he had an assault weapon and you let him keep it. Well, yeah, you're really doing your job, buddy. Meanwhile, you'll pull some old grandmother over on the highway and rough her up because she doesn't pull out her license fast enough, and we've seen that. Next thing you know, you're pulling out your gun, shooting an innocent motorist because they didn't kiss your ass. Well, this needs to be said, and I'm saying it tonight. Yeah, sure, there's a lot of good cops out there, but the whole attitude of the police force is rotten, stinks. They think they can do whatever they want and get away with because they've been doing whatever they want and getting away with. And now they, this mistreatment. Every time a school gets a call, they treat the innocent kids like victims. Come on, you're there with big guns. They don't have to put their hands up, right? If you can't handle a situation with your big automatic guns, you know, you don't deserve to be a cop. And you're not ready to handle a confrontational situation, and you have no right to be bullying innocent kids around. I hate it. It's not right. It's evil behavior, and it needs to be changed. And I'm speaking about it tonight. Hey, this was a call-in show, but time has run out. So anyhow, We all want to get to fifth dimension, so we need to concentrate on projecting love and good vibrations. And so I'm sending out love to everyone there tonight who's listening. May you have a lovely day tomorrow. May all good things happen to you, and may only good things happen to people tomorrow. And on that love note, it's time to end the show. Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. Hey, everybody, tell your friends to listen next week. And hey, call in. It's time for you to give your opinion. And here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.